Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see,
on today's Dr. Jazz Hour, we are going to look at some musical instruments that are not used very often in jazz. Some of them are common to Western music, such as the oboe, cello, harmonica, harpsichord, etc., just not common to jazz. Let's begin with the accordion, played by pianist Pete Jolly on vibraphonist Terry Gibbs Plays the Duke album of 1957. The sarrusophone was invented in 1856, a valve metal woodwind instrument intended to replace oboes or bassoons in outdoor venues because they weren't loud enough. In 1924, pianist Clarence Williams recorded Mandy, Make Up Your Mind, with Sidney Bechet on sarrusophone, Louis Armstrong on trumpet, and vocal by Eva Taylor. The banjo was common in the early days of jazz and is still so in the Dixieland genre. Bella Fleck takes the banjo to a new level in jazz on The Sinister Minister, recorded in 1989. Swing band leader Artie Shaw experimented with the harpsichord in 1940 on Special Delivery Stomp, Johnny Guarnieri on the harpsichord.
Thank you.
marching down the aisle with you. You'll make them all stare with a little black eye stuck in your hair. Keep a jug of candy, Mandy, won't you decide? Everything is dandy, Mandy, once you're my bride. In a year or two there may be three of a kind. Listen to me, Mandy, make up your mind.
Thank you.
We are enjoying instruments not commonly used in jazz on today's Dr. Jazz Hour. The French horn is utilized in big bands occasionally, but Julius Watkins became famous as a French horn soloist when he appeared on Friday the 13th from Thelonious Monk and Sonny Rollins' recording of 1953. Adrian Rollini made a career playing the bass saxophone, a huge instrument pitched lower than the baritone, but Rollini also played the goofus, believe it or not, a saxophone-like instrument that sounds somewhat like an accordion. You'll hear Rollini play both the goofus and bass saxophone on violinist Joe Venuti's Kickin' the Cat of 1927.
Thank you.
I hope you are enjoying the somewhat unusual instruments on today's Dr. Jazz Hour. Frank West included a classical harp on his 1958 album In a Minor Groove with the quartet. West on flute and Dorothy Ashby on harp doing Taboo. Jamaican pianist Monty Alexander had a steel drum player, Othello Molienu, on his Ivory and Steel album of 1980, and you'll hear Montevideo. The Doctor is presenting musical instruments uncommon in jazz on this Dr. Jazz Hour. This last set will begin with multi-instrumentalist Yusef Lateef playing the oboe and Bernard Kinney on the euphonium, a brass three-valved, deep-toned instrument used in marching bands. From Lateef's 1959 album, The Dreamer, you'll hear the Oboe Blues. When you hear a harmonica on a jazz piece, 90 times out of 100, it will be Toots Thielemans, who recorded Arlen and Mercer's Come Rain or Come Shine in 2004, vocal by Liz Wright. And the last instrument will be the cello, played by Harry Babison and the Jazz Pickers. Babison plays the cello as if it were an upright bass on Happy in 1957.
Thank you. Casino come shine. High as a mountain, deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.